previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Natasha Benningfield and these words on Algoa FM Breakfast. Good morning.
Hello, friends.
Hello, hello, how's it? Thursday.
Howdy, hello. Hi.
Hello, Sam Ludidi. All right, we've got Sam Ludidi in the studio. If you haven't quite seen it yet, I know Algoa FM News ran a story about it during the course of last weekend. He'll be joining Algoa FM's Drive. Yeah.
Thank you.
As we don't completely bid farewell to Roland Gasbar, but you're taking over from Roland.
Yeah.
Starting when?
So it's going to be happening in the very early stages of May. Mm-hmm. So in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit more of a familiar voice on a, or this voice, less familiar than Roland, I guess. Yeah.
Well, familiar to those who, oh no, it would be split, right?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I'm referring to your Sunday show.
My Sunday show. Sunday was a lot less split than what Drive will be. Yeah.
So for those that don't know, just for context purposes, we have three different Drive shows on Algoa FM in the afternoon. One that covers the Garden Route area, one that covers the border region, which is Gordon Graham. And then, of course, now Sam will be taking over this side, covering Algoa FM Drive from the Red Studio.
Yeah.
Speaking to our folk in the Cape, listen, we have got the most amazing listeners, and I'm sure they're going to take good care of you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes. But also, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that little bit of a recording, and then when I do get abused, I'll just recap. What
Send them to us. We'll take care of them. Send them to us. We'll take
Sam,
care of them.
So it's Sam Ludidi. What is Sam short for?
Sampiwa.
Sampiwa. Oh, yeah. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
We were gifted.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That is beautiful.
I was a little premature, baby. I popped out 2 months early, and then mom had a bit of a finicky situation with that, hence the name as
Sam
well.
Piwa. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Stunning.
And here you are. Not just a familiar voice on radio, but also you do television work for Super Sports as well.
Yeah, so strapped up in the rugby department there. I've just recently branched off into hockey. That started off in December. Mm. But I've been with Super Sport for, I'm into my 9th or 10th year now.
Yeah. Listen, you covered the Olympics on Super Sport as well.
Yeah. And
we were so excited when we saw you on television. We were like, that's awesome.
It was a long and difficult 3 week stint out to the studios out in Johannesburg, so I had to become a bit of a volley for those couple of weeks.
Well, let me tell you something in our favor, Sam. Your radio family watches you on Super Sport. I don't know if your Super Sport family listens to you on radio.
Let's not get me in trouble unnecessarily.
I'm just saying. So you need to know where your priorities lie.
I know where my bread is buttered.
That's it.
On both sides in this case. So you're an East London boy.
Yeah, born and raised. Uh-huh. And then I left East London in 2013, moved up to Bloemfontein, which is where I actually started dabbling in radio.
That's just a station, actually.
Yeah. Part and parcel to it, it's actually getting onto radio.
Yeah.
So it was that or either Marty's FM. I ended up at Kofsi's and Kofsi FM.
Praat jy 'n bietjie Afrikaans?
Ek doen.
Wow.
Woo!
Informal nogal. Ek doen.
Wow.
Ek doen. Because sounds like he's going to say dag sê.
Our sister
don't
station.
Don't joke, I do.
OFM in the Free State is both a bilingual radio station. They do Afrikaans and English.
Yeah.
And I mean, you going up there having, is it something that you had to learn or it just came naturally?
I was all right with Afrikaans at that point, but then when I got to having to speak Afrikaans on air, I did have to take a few lessons and such, but then it ended up in me being able to do the English and Afrikaans relatively fluid.
Say something sexy in Afrikaans.
Oh, listen to this one.
It's what iemand sê in Afrikaans.
Absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. I agree, Sam. Listen, a quick shout out to your alma mater in East London.
Yeah. Hudson Park High School. Park High School, the Red and White Hoops. Love the school. I also dabbled a little bit in Beaconhurst. I spent a few years in Beaconhurst, but matriculated out at Hudson Park. Absolutely love the school. I've got a couple of events that are tied with them now throughout the rest of the year.
Okay.
Fundraising towards AstroTurf building and such and so on and so forth. But plowing back into sport at the school.
But also very involved in sports, obviously, that's your topic. What did you play at school?
It's easier to answer what I didn't play. No, but when I finished off in matric, I was a hockey, cricket, rugby guy.
Yeah.
Okay. With a bit of side of water polo as well.
Okay, so no netball then?
No, no. But I can call a netball match. Don't be surprised.
You can empire.
Man of many talents. Yeah.
Okay. Got some messages coming through. Good morning, Sam. We welcome you to the afternoon drive. Yes, we know you from Sunday, but you're really going to get to know us every day.
I actually look forward to that.
That's awesome.
Farron says, your Beaconess represent.
Yep.
Donnie says, morning, a big welcome to Sam. Nice to hear a familiar voice from central South Africa. So that's obviously somebody that's... has heard you on OFM because they refer to it as Central South Africa. But
Jacques says, welcome, Sam. Sam had a lekker vibe and voice. And he also goes on to say, Sam is a Easter.
Easter.
So
moving from East London to Port Elizabeth, I heard you on your Sunday show. You were talking about moving. You know, and they say, though, that moving is one of the most stressful things you'll ever go through in your life. In fact, one of the most stressful things that you'll go through in your life.
Yeah.
How are you finding that with you and the, you know, the missus at the moment?
So my partner and I rarely have a fight. We've got a very good understanding of each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the grumpiest 3 weeks that we've had in our entire lives. I've seen more tears than probably what oceans have seen water, to be honest with you. But it's part and parcel to it. We were scouting out a few houses and I actually said to her a couple of days ago, I was like, you ask all the questions because I've done this so many times. So I sort of took the back seat and let her run lead on that. But I mean, it's been good. Lots of good things on the horizon at the moment.
Sam, fantastic. There are a couple of voice notes which we'll have to listen to first before playing, but they're coming through thick and fast. Also, someone from East London at SKG says, shout out to Sam. We miss you at SKG because Sam also has a career in real estate.
So dabbled in property development as well. And that was a really, really good two-year stint in my life. Always hold SKG very close and dear to my heart.
And Brendan says, go Hudson. He finished there in 1984. I'm guessing way before your time.
Yeah, way. Way.
Now that we're talking about cities and moving, etc., etc. Yesterday, I don't know if you heard on the show, we were talking about, we asked our listeners what you think the most boring city is in South Africa. And there was one particular one that stood out for us. It was Ilse that sent this through us. Yesterday morning, have a listen.
Good morning, Ogawa team. Or rather, breakfast team. Hope you're all well. Now, the worst place I have ever, ever, ever been was Porf Adder. Oh boy. We were on the top of a tour on our honeymoon through the Northern Cape. We got there late afternoon and we asked for a room with aircon. So the lady told us, yes, there's aircons in the room. Wow. Not the aircon. It's only a fan. Yo, that next morning, 7 o'clock, the bags were ready and packed. My husband didn't even brush his teeth yet. He didn't even have breakfast. But I just wanted to leave that place. It was... there's no words to describe that place.
It's terrible.
I hate that place. If I must die there, ek sal opstaan en ek sal my kus vat en ek sal loop. Have a nice day, you guys. Stay safe.
So to you, Sam Ndidi, if you had to die in a little dorp or a town or city in South Africa that you find to be boring...
Where I'd pick my coffin up and run with it as well. Northern Cape seems to be the... There's a place in Northern Cape called Pitsonervate.
Yes.
Tiny. I think it's got a population of a couple of thousand.
Uh-uh.
Yes. And it is dry.
Pitsonervate.
And it's a pit.
If you go through with your car there, there's no place for a pit stop.
Ugh, yellow. I'm trying to think if there's anything that we don't know about you just yet.
Ooh.
Pet hates.
No, I love pets.
Oh!
Got you.
I think met his match.
Do you need somebody to do the show with you in the afternoons? I give you Charlton Tobias.
And it was raining cats and dogs just yesterday.
Listen, I think the amount of dad jokes that would pop out of there would be criminals.
That would be terrible.
Wow.
Favorite food?
I'm naughty for a mac and cheese.
Okay.
Yeah, I love a mac and cheese or a lasagna. My mom's lasagna is probably the best I've tasted in the
world. You haven't tried mine, bro.
Listen, your partner's sitting in the studio.
She's well aware.
Heat behind you.
She's well aware. A very second best.
What is her cooking like?
Great. Great. Yeah. It's absolutely incredible.
Okay.
I do most of the cooking, but hers is still great. By choice.
All right, so I mean, you start the show in just a couple of weeks from now, doing 3 till 7 in the afternoon. Obviously, Roland's going to be leaving the show, all on good terms.
Yeah,
you guys are still mates. Yeah. There's no bad blood there. What can we look forward to from Sam in terms of personality on the show? Is there going to be a different direction, more energy, less energy?
Look, I think it's. I'm just generally one of those, like you heard now, the dad jokes come out quite a lot. So my sense of humor is what most people will call low-hanging fruit, but also very easy to relate to because of that.
Easy to pick.
Yeah. See, exactly.
And easy on the ear, Sam. Easy on the ear.
Yeah. And then along with that, having studied psychology for as long as what I did, I think there's a lot more of an interpersonal connection as well. Mm. I just relate to things very differently.
Hang on. You studied psychology?
I did.
Okay. Cumulatively, 7 years. Would you be able to just psychoanalyze, let's say, I don't know, Charlton?
I don't know. I might have to face parts of myself that I've been putting behind me for a while.
I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
I choose life.
I choose life.
So yeah, just along with that, just a lot of fun.
I didn't know that you did psychology.
Yeah.
Any particular reason why you didn't go? Did you go into it?
How did you end up in radio?
So radio was always a thing. And I think when I started studying psychology, it was with the hopes and dreams of getting into forensic psychology at the back end of it. And then radio and television took off before I could really get stuck in with it. So as a result, I think I ended up sort of sticking it out with radio and telly.
Once that broadcast bug bites you, it just really does not let go.
Yeah. It really, really doesn't let go. So the one thing out of my 3 degrees that I chopped and changed between, psychology was always a constant. And that's why psychology ended up being a 7-year thing as just opposed
okay, to... Okay, so how do your parents, because I'm a parent.
Yeah.
And I can tell you now, I would not be happy. You have studied for 7 years, you've chopped and changed and whatever, and then you end up doing something completely different and you're now on radio.
Do tell us, Dr. Sam.
My mom's a life coach, so she was very okay with the chops and the changes.
She got it.
Okay. And I think my father is by far one of the most supportive human beings that there are in the world. So getting that go-ahead from him, he was the reason that I ended up in radio as well.
Okay. 15,
that
right.
conversation between him
so
and
it
I
was well
in the car.
Received.
Yeah. He went, you know what, you want to do radio? Go for it.
Well, nice one. Producer Korn is screaming in my ear. Yeah, what's up?
Well, I'm just thinking, someone who studied psychology, I think it's a perfect move going into radio because you're never going to find more people in need of psychological help.
A radio station. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I have to ask us one question. If you're not on air, what does Sam do to relax?
Music. So I DJ quite a lot.
Okay.
Again, slightly for more of a psychological thing. So I love seeing what music does for people. Mm. So if I'm not playing any music, I'm playing sport. I absolutely love sport. I've just gotten off the back of an injury from cricket now, so I'm looking to get back into the cricketing world. And then umpiring a lot of hockey too.
Mm, excellent.
Selma says, welcome Sam, we like you already.
Thank you. Next you're going to hear Sam says, I'm playing padel.
Padel.
Is that the French version of the sport?
No. It's the fancy Lani Mopark version of it. This one says, hey Sam, known to me as Sammy. Welcome to PE. Gonna be great hearing you every day. And remember to play the same tunes you would on a Sunday. Sending lots of love.
From Leanne at SKG in PE.
Yeah. Sam, listen, it's been great joining you on you joining us on the show this morning to get to know Sam that we possibly haven't known. We don't know Sam.
I saw Sam for a little bit at the year end party in December. I think you were sitting 2 seats away from me.
Yeah.
I took a photograph of you and Wayne. I saw you on the dance floor for a little bit. But we never got to chat, really.
It was in my very non-existent shy phase. Every now and then.
My non-existent shy phase.
I blush every now and then. And then run into the woodwork and hide for a little bit. Yeah. That was one of those occasions.
Yeah. Yeah, I just recall, I remember taking a photograph of you and Wayne. You were sitting two seats away from me. We said hi and chatted a little bit. Saw you in the dance floor for a little bit as well. And that was it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was really nice getting to know you somewhat.
It's been a treat being here as well.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in. We look forward to hearing you on the drive. It's a brand new journey for you too, and your other half as well, and we hope that PE is good to you, and we hope that the listeners are good to you as
well. Listen, if you need to know absolutely anything about Port Elizabeth, about load shedding schedules, about Wi-Fi, about security and safety, about potholes, you call Wayne Hart.
I was about to ask who's going to have me as a tail.
Wayne Hart is
you,
your
B.
man.
I got
He's
you,
your
B.
man, and I'm serious.
I got you, V. All right, when we asked you earlier on about song scenario, you gave us one particular one, and we're going to play that out and say goodbye to you. Again, just remind us why this particular song.
It's Double HP, or Hip Hop Hunts All Those Music and Lights. It's just that concept of how much fun being sort of in the... I see it as being on stage, almost like Broadway kind of thing.
And just how cool music.
100%. And keeping it nice and local, and just how cool that aspect of life is outside of the sports field. I never imagined I would say that in my life.
And of course, originally it for a group called Imagination.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice one.
Ladies
nice
and
one.
Gentlemen, it's Sam Ludidi.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What would summer be without Jabba?
Alcoa FM Breakfast is the business.